What's going on, people? It's your boy Kalechi back with another episode of the Ramblin' Mind Podcast. How are each and every single one of y'all doing today? I hope y'all are staying safe. I hope y'all are taking care of yourselves. I hope y'all are doing all the things you know you ought to do during these times, my friends. I hope y'all had a wonderful weekend. I hope y'all are enjoying the heat of August, because it be hot. And if you're living in the South, I'm sorry, because that humidity probably killing you just as much as it's killing me, bruh. I mean, I was outside the other night for soccer. I was reffing soccer games, and I was just standing, and I was drenched in sweat. It was nighttime. It was literally like 8 o'clock, and it was still so hot. Bruh, the humidity in the South is no joke. Like, my mom just came back from Nigeria, and she stepped outside the airport, and she was like, what is this? Why is it hotter here than it was when I was in Niger? What is this? The humidity is just terrible. It is terrible down here. It's awful. But we thank God that we are still here and we are still alive, shall we? Thank God. But I hope y'all are doing well. In this episode of the podcast, I want to share a story that I heard recently. And I just loved the story because of the lesson that it shares to each one of us. But the story goes like this. There was a guy who loved to gamble. He loved to gamble. He would gamble on basically everything and anything. If there was a bet about a football game, if there was a short gamble with friends, if there anything, this dude was going to be in the mix. He loved to gamble. He gambled on everything and anything at any point in time, all the time. But here's the problem, though. This dude sucked at gambling. He lost all the time. There was never a time when he actually got lucky enough to win. Like, you know, sometimes you can make a bet with a friend, even though you know you probably will lose most of the time. But every once in a while, we get lucky, right? Even when people go to Vegas, like every once in a while, you know, a dead clock is right twice a day. Not this dude. He sucked and he was the unluckiest gambler of all time. This dude was just bad. This dude was not good at gambling at all. Like zero, zilch, none. But he didn't care because he believed that his big break, his lucky break, was right around the corner. He always believed that he was going to make that one bet that changed everything up for him, that he would make this one play and everything would be different for him. So he continued gambling. He gambled all the time. One day he's headed home from work and he's listening to the radio. And he hears on the radio about a horse race that's coming on. It's nothing new for him. He gambled on horse races. However, this time it was a little bit different. It was a little bit different for him. In this race, it was going to be a one horse race. And when I say one horse race, you might be thinking like, oh, of the 8 horses, there's one horse that's just really good and that horse is going to dominate, all that good stuff. No, that's not what I'm talking about. This was literally a horse race that only had one horse in it. It had one single horse that was racing in it. And he thought to himself, like, wait a minute, why is that the case? But they announced it. He got excited. He was like, yo, a one horse race. That is incredible. That is insane. I have to make a gamble on this. And the odds for the gamble was going to be something that if he got a little bit, he was going to make a good chunk of change. So he got excited. He said, oh, these horse race tracks are so stupid. I'm about to make bank. So he goes home. He gathers all of the money that he has. He even goes out and borrows more money and brings it in and takes all of that money excitedly. He's hoarding over it. He's looking over it. He starts to celebrate in his mind because he believes, I have done it. I'm about to make bank. I'm about to get my jackpot that I've always looked forward to. This is my lucky break. So about a week later, he takes all that money and goes to the track for this one horse race. He places his bet. He's excited. He gets his ticket and he goes to sit down. He sits down. He settles in. He gets his little drink and he's sipping on it. And he's like, I'm about to dominate this thing. I'm about to make my money. He looks down at the track. The race is about to begin. 3, 2, 1. The gates fling open. The bell goes off. The horse takes off running out of the gates, and it's going fast. He's celebrating. He's excited. But then he notices something. He looks at the horse and he's like, wait a minute. There is no rider on this horse. And he's like, that is weird. But he doesn't think too much about it. The horse keeps going. But then he notices something else as the horse is going. He's like, wait a minute. This horse is not running like any horse that I've ever seen before. Remember, he gambles all the time. He's at the horse track all the time. He's like, this horse is not running like horses I've seen. It's going all over the place. And he's like, what is going on here? And then he thinks to himself, like, wait a minute. He looks at it again. He's like, is that a wild horse? By the time he realizes this, it's too late. The horse hops over the fence and takes off into the forest, never to be seen again. He looks at the track, at the horse taking off, incredulously. He cannot believe what he just saw. He looks at the ticket in his hand, all the money that he has just lost, all the money he now owes, and he falls into his chair. The lesson from this story is simply, there is no such thing as a sure thing. There is no such thing as a sure thing. The only sure things in life is death. I used to say the only sure things in life was death and taxes, but after reading the Pandora Papers, seeing how businesses operate to be able to avoid and evade taxes, seeing how rich people are able to avoid and evade taxes, even for us understanding how we avoid and evade taxes with our Roth IRAs and our 401ks and all of these different tax advantage accounts, I now realize taxes don't have to be an inevitability. But the only inevitable thing for every single person that is born to this earth is death. As somebody said, we are all born to die. And we will all die one day. And so with that belief and with that understanding that there's no such thing as a sure thing, it means we have to plan accordingly. We have to think about life accordingly. We have to understand things accordingly. Because if things are not always going to go the way that we plan for them, or that we want them to go, or that we expect for them, it means that we have to do some planning. When it comes to investing, one of the things that Charlie Munger always loves to say is never impede compounding for any reason. Never stop compounding unnecessarily. In other words, and as Morgan Housel always says, he's like, the goal of compounding is to survive to get to the next day. In other words, you never want to put yourself in a position where you wipe yourself out when it comes to investing. In other words, whenever you're making an investment, think about the risks that are involved. Think about what the great outcome could be, what the negative outcome could be, and then what the realistic outcome may be. When it comes to investing, it is making sure that we are doing everything to think about what are the possible risks of this investment that I'm going into. But it's not just in investing. It's in every single part of our lives. It's in every single part of our lives. If we want a relationship with somebody, we have to take a risk of putting ourselves out there, of taking a chance. In every single area of life, there's going to be risks involved. However, it is you, as the Bible says, counting the cost. Thinking about what the risk involved may be. When it comes to business, it's a risk to even start a business. When it comes to relationship, it's a risk to start a relationship, to go deep on a relationship. But even in those two things, one of the things in there is like, you always want to take the next step. In working out, there's a risk that you might get hurt. In other words, so what do? You plan, you learn, you grow. You ensure that you are doing everything that you can on your side to ensure that things go the way that you would like them to go. and that even if things don't go the exact way that we want them to go, we are not completely wiped out. Somebody said this to me for relationships. He says, the goal of every conversation that you have with someone, hard conversation, light conversation, every conversation you have with somebody in a relationship is to get to the next conversation. So do everything in your power to ensure you don't burn that bridge. The goal is to get to the next conversation. When you're working out, the goal is to get to the next workout. A lot of people think that working out is just about getting a great workout. And no, the goal is every time I go in the gym, I want to ensure that I can go the next day and the next day and the next day. In other words, I take proper precautions when I'm in the gym. Proper precautions. Because the negative thing that could happen is I hurt myself and then that pushes me way back. So, as you approach life in everything that you do, there's going to be a risk involved. That is not a bad thing because, as Morgan Housel also says, risk and luck are two sides of the same coin. You have to risk to get the lucky outcome that you're looking for. But it is for you to know what the risks are, for you to understand what the risks are as you walk into it. It is a risk to ask for a raise, but you can prepare yourself in the best way possible by gathering all the information necessary to present your case so you can get the luck of having that raise. There is a risk of trying out a new career, but you can prepare yourself for it. There is a risk of having children, but you can prepare yourself for it. Not completely prepare yourself for it, but you can put yourself in a great place for it. To do anything, there are risks involved, but we can do as the Bible says, count the cost. So as you're going through life and as you're dealing with your finances and with everything, always think about what are the risks involved in the decision that I'm about to take. Not that it should stop you, but it's for you to plan accordingly. It's for you to plan accordingly. Because as Morgan Housel says, one of the things that destroys us the most is our expectations. We all have expectations debts. If we expect things to be this high, but they only come out this low, there's this gap that hasn't been filled in. And so we have a debt to be paid. And this leads to most of our frustration in life. The expectations that we come in with, but the reality of the situation. As somebody said, happiness is the result of realistic expectations. So plan accordingly. Think about what it is you're getting yourself into and plan with the full picture in mind. As an old Chinese proverb says, if you are trying to check the depths of a stream, don't put both feet in. But anyway, that's all I got for y'all in this episode. I hope y'all learned one, maybe two things out of this entire thing. And if you did, share this podcast with one person that you love, one person that you hate, and one person you're just kind of like, about. And by that time, you'd have shared with every single person that you know. But it's been your boy, Kelechi. I'm going to catch y'all up in the next one. Remember, generosity is always greater than greed. God bless each and every single one of y'all. And I'm out. Peace. Whoosh.